Time for another community spotlight here on 88.1 MyFM. Today we're talking about a new parental program being offered by Southeast Public Health. Here to tell us all about it is Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health for the Southeast Health Unit, formerly the Leeds, Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit. Welcome, Dr. Lee.
Always a pleasure.
And Jenny Vandermeer, Manager of Clinical Services at the Health Unit. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, Bob.
Good to have you both here. Dr. Lee, can you start us off by explaining why prenatal health, pregnancy, and those early days as new parents are so important to population health?
Yeah, so I think, everyone hopefully pretty intuitively can see how it would be important for the health of individuals, both newborns as well as parents. In terms of at the population level, healthy pregnancies really are essential to ensure health across not just the parent, but also for the child across the lifespan. Even we know that pregnancy and especially that first year or so of life has effects all across a person's life. And we also know that becoming a parent is one of the most significant milestones in people's lives for people who do become parents. And so for those people, it's really important to take time to be mindful about transition from, for example, a family unit that might not have any children to being a parent for the first time, or extending the size of your family and having, if you already have kids in the household, more kids, especially a newborn, right? So preparation for parenting can include gathering supplies, information, lots of new information that you never thought you would possibly need and never imagined, and suddenly become really important. Specific things about infant care, feeding, immunizations, pregnancy and parental leave and benefits, all sorts of things that I think people might not realize until they're at that stage of their lives. And really, all of these things have an impact on the parent-infant relationship as well. So not just the sort of individual physical health, but also the relationships of the family units. And then, of course, infant development, and as well relationships across the family. So not just with the infant, but also with partners and caregivers. So healthy childhood development is a key determinant of health in general. So we talk about social determinants of health and physical determinants of health, instrumental determinants of health. Childhood development is one of those key ones. There's really extensive evidence about early life experiences and mental and physical and social health outcomes all throughout the life course. And so investments in early childhood development, and we don't mean just investments of money, of course, but investments of time, energy, education, sort of strength-based investments are really important and can strongly influence population health at a larger scale. It promotes health equity as well, including impacting school success, economic participation, and social well-being, well beyond the individual family unit.
So, Jenny, tell us about the new program Public Health is launching.
Yeah, so our new online program is called Bump to Baby, and it's our newly updated all-in-one prenatal program. And it's designed to support expectant parents as well as new parents throughout their parenting journey, and certainly in those early days and weeks postpartum. The program was developed in partnership with our legacy Hastings Prince Edward Public Health, as well as legacy Kingston, Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington Public Health, to ensure that all of our local information is included for all of our areas in our newly merged agency. Some other important information to know about the new program is it is completely free. Like I mentioned, it's a virtual online prenatal course that will help residents just to connect with supports in the whole Southeast Health Unit region. And it's a program that offers different videos and quizzes related to important topics such as pregnancy and what to expect with labor and delivery, feeding your baby, which is often a big one with par that parents have lots of questions about, as well as guidance on preparing for after the baby's arrival, such as caring for your baby and keeping them safe, lots of good parenting tips, and just getting connected to helpful services in the community that not all parents know about.
Dr. Lee, can you tell us some of the important benefits Bump to Baby offers residents?
Yeah, so a few things to mention here. We are always trying to provide better access to services and reduce barriers, especially for new and new-to-be parents. I think it's a really busy and a season of people's lives, and it's always helpful to have information sort of in a way that best suits people. So this virtual option is really perfect for people who have scheduling conflicts, for example. So it is learn at your own pace. So some people prefer that as well. Some people, for example, are on bed rest, or it's not really easy for people to leave the home. So having a virtual option is really important. And as well, we've been talking about situations where it's new parents or first-time parents or caregivers, but really there's information there as well that's really helpful for people who just want a refresher and maybe just want to make sure that they've sort of covered all the domains that are important for a new baby. It is open to all residents in the Southeast Health Units, so all the way across our region. Your access code can be shared with family members and other support people for you and your family. Grandparents, siblings, friends, etc. So everybody can be part of that, because we know that all these different relationships are part of the lives of the infants, early on, and it's sort of in and around the family unit as well, right? So there are no time constraints for completion or access to the program, and people are encouraged to return to the program after the baby is born for information as needed. And there is information sort of not just in the prenatal period, but also afterwards.
Excellent advice there. So, Jenny, how can residents learn more?
Yeah, so to register, most residents will find it easiest to access right through our website, healthunit.org. Navigating to the clinics and classes tab, you can register right online, which is very simple to use. However, if that's a challenge at all, you can call our health unit at 1-800-660-5853, and extension 2467 will get you right to the right people to get you registered as well. I wanted to mention, though, that there are likely many residents out there who are currently enrolled in our Enjoy prenatal program, and this was our former online prenatal program. And I just wanted to highlight that although families will still be able to access the videos and activities from the year. From 1 year from when they created their account, as of January 31st, none of our local content or resources are available on that site. So we do urge and encourage those residents to consider transitioning to the new Bump to Baby program. And they would have received some communication email from us as well, but you can always give us a call if you need to have some support to transfer over to the new program. And that way you're getting the most up-to-date and locally relevant content. And I just wanted to put a little plug in as well, just regarding our prenatal programs, is that we are still holding the prenatal breastfeeding information sessions. These are run virtually and in person as well for expectant parents within Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark area. And this information can all be found on our on our website, and registration information is there as well at healthunit.org.
Jenny Vandermeer, Manager of Clinical Services at the Southeast Health Unit, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks, Bob.
And as always, Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health for the Southeast Health Unit, always a pleasure.
Likewise.
We'll be back again next week with another Community Spotlight with our Health Unit.